Welcome to Some Say I'm Gifted, where we teach you the magic of walking in your spiritual gifts and how it can help you navigate this crazy life, and helping you understand that even though we're in this world, we are not of it. So take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and let's get real.
Hello.
I'm Tess. And this is Some Say I'm Gifted. I'm here with my two amazing, I don't want to call y'all hostesses, like, because that sounds weird, but that's what you are, I reckon. We're all hosts.
Because it makes me think of hostesses, the cookies, cakes.
Oh, my God. And that's Morgan. Danielle's here.
Yep. Hello, everyone. I'm Danielle.
Morgan, you never worked in a restaurant, did you?
No.
Danielle, did you?
I've been a host.
Same here. So you don't want to be called a host. That's why. Yeah. But if you call us a cake, maybe we should. I'm here with my two cakes, the three cakes.
There we go.
Ooh.
I like it.
There we go. Little tasty.
I see
cakes.
More merchandise in our future.
Ooh,
don't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I see lots of opportunities.
Yes. But today is a very cool episode.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
I can't tell you yet because it's your pick today on what. Business, local or national or franchise level, is that whatever, however you want to say it, like,
yeah.
Your favorite business you want to give a shout out to, not
yeah.
favorite, but one of your favorites.
Yeah, shout out a bull.
Okay, business. So let's hear it.
I'd like to shout out Seven Brew.
What is Seven Brew?
Seven
Tell
Brew,
us.
Fancy coffee shop. Not really a coffee shop, it's a drive-thru, like if Chick-fil-A, it was very Chick-fil-A style. It's got two lanes and everything. We had some amazing coffee there today. We both were on a banana vibe, like a banana nut coffee. Like you had banana bread and I had banana white chocolate.
Yeah.
Delicious. So good.
You know what they brought me? Not a damn thing. But I do like their sugar-free water. Like it's called, not a fizz. Maybe it is like ice. It's like a slushy. But it's sugar-free, and I can have it. It's great. They do it with energy, too.
I think I want to try one of those.
They're amazing. My husband, I got him, like, he's a coffee person. And I was like, he's shut. And he was like, oh, my God, that's it. And that's all he drinks from there now. So, and my kids love it. So, Seven Brew is a big thing in our house.
Yeah.
Like, we monthly get free drinks because we use our points. So.
Yeah.
We got a lot of options, which we appreciate.
Unfortunately, there's not one really close to Danielle or I.
Not yet. Seven Brews. So Wilmington and Charlotte.
Yes.
North Carolina. Let's go.
Yes, but we love them. Yes. And we thank you, Seven Brew, for fueling our podcast.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. So today's episode, I don't know if you should name it this. I mean, I would call it Trauma House.
Ooh, that's not a bad one.
I think it fits.
Yeah.
So let me just start this off by saying, my kids... I don't force to go to church. Now, every once in a blue moon, I'll be like, hey, you know, your great-grandmother's turning 89 or 90 or whatever, and her birthday happens to be on a Sunday, and everybody in our family is getting together, which doesn't happen very often because we all have opposite and opposing ideas, thoughts, and whatever, about life, about how we should live. That's fine. We've chosen the higher road to just avoid. If you want to call that the hardware. So anyways, one time, so I can tell you in their life, my children's life, I've made them go then for a grandmother's party. It was at a church. It was during a church service. The whole service was supposed to be about her. It wasn't, but whatever. My husband got a wild hair that he wanted to go to church. So we tried two churches, one we really loved, one we didn't. I don't want to talk bad about a church because I just, you know, whatever. But one was for us and one was not. A friend of ours had been inviting us over and over to come to their church. We went there. And my kids, you know, with their father, they are forced to go to church. I was forced to go to church. Were you forced to go to church, Morgan?
I was highly encouraged by my aunts, but not forced because my mother would not let them force me.
Okay, what about you, Danielle?
Yeah.
You were forced.
Oh, no.
It wasn't an option, right?
There was no option.
Exactly. That's how my upbringing was. So I don't do that to my kids because it made me want to see what else was out there in life, right? It made me want to rebel. I didn't get to choose, so to speak. I did, but I didn't. Like, I had to choose by rebelling, which was always talked down to, and like, you know, it was a mess. So because of that and a lot of the things I was taught, now mind you, my mother was taught that there was, she would never be good enough. Like the generation, which she was a boomer, baby boomer, right? She was born in 64. Yeah. So she was a baby boomer. But, and my dad was a baby boomer too.
What? My mom was born in 67.
Okay.
There's no way that your grandmother.
My mom?
Oh, okay. I'm yeah. sorry. I misheard.
No. My grandmother is in her 90s.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, yeah. No way.
No. No, my mom was born in. So my mom, her whole life, that she was told that she was dangling over the pits of hell and one bad wrong move would cut her in, right? Like she would be cut. Like there's a song I think I sang one time, like three little devils all dressed in red trying to get to heaven on the end of a thread. That generation, okay?
Yeah.
So there was a scare tactic with that. But my generation, they tried to scare the ever-loving death out of us. Like, turn or burn. Like, that was something I heard on a regular basis. Y'all know what turn or burn means? Turn towards Christ or burn in hell.
Oh.
Turn or burn.
Terrifying. Scary.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, have you two ladies ever heard of a judgment house or trying to think of what was the other
was it rapture?
Rapture house, rapture? Yeah, some of them are called hell houses. Have y'all ever heard of those?
No.
I mean, I know I kind of mentioned it to you guys. It and I now, guys, if you hear noises in the background, we are a family show and my boys are with me today, so just pay no mind to the pops and cracks in the background. So, I thought it was just a Southern thing. I don't know if it was nationwide, but I encourage everybody to do a little rabbit hole seeking of a book series. I wish I could remember his name. He was on a TV show, but he did this Christian series called Left Behind. And a lot of the Left Behind series was based off of when Christ comes back, there's a mindset that some people are left behind. Right, that follow Christ. So, like, apocalyptic thing, okay? Okay. Now, I'm born in 1985. I'm classified as a millennial, right? But I identify as a Goonie. So, let you guys figure that out, okay? But growing up, we had these things called judgment houses, hell houses, and all these other things, okay? So, anyways, what it was, because I'm sure you guys are wanting to know, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're dying to know.
I'm sure. So, have y'all ever been to, like, a haunted forest put on by, like, a volunteer fire department?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, usually they raise the money for their business, right? There's a lot of money in that. Did y'all know that?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of money.
I mean, you can get $20, $30 a head, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all they are is, like, people in camo chasing you around the woods with a chainsaw going, ah, you know.
Yeah. So true.
Which I do. Can I have a side story before we go into Ooh. The, my kids and my husband and I were dating and we went to a haunted forest. Okay. And if my son can hear me, you might hear him laugh in the background. My youngest son, this haunted forest, you had to like crawl on your hands and knees through a man-made like tunnel, which was really just sticks and fabric. Okay. And my youngest was like, screw this, I'm out. Those were his exact words. He was probably in second, third grade. And I was like, come on, it's going to be fun. And he's like, no, I'm not doing it. So we had already paid for him, and they don't do refunds, but they felt so bad because he threw such a fit that they gave us free s'mores, free hot chocolate.
Aww.
And they had a zombie laser tag that they gave us, all of the kids, because there's seven Aww. Or six or five kids, seven were the adults, right?
Right.
They gave us free passes to the laser zombie tag, okay? Because they just, he was crying, right? He got super dramatic on us, right? So when we go to do the laser zombie tag, he doesn't want to do it. But my stepson, George, he's high-functioning autistic. And I'm not laughing at that. What I'm laughing at is we go through it, this laser tag, and all the zombies in it are teenagers. And my stepson screaming, back off, I'm autistic! So every one of these zombie teenagers are like, oh, like looking at me like, he's not that autistic. He's not that autistic. Like, just play the game.
Just a little.
So they're like, sorry, buddy. And they're letting him go. I'm telling you, I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. And so were the other kids because George is running around going, I'm autistic. And shooting. I mean, he was winning. But anyway, so that was my last experience with the haunted forest, which was a good bit ago. But nevertheless, we've all been to a haunted forest, right? Or we know about one. Okay. So I don't know. And a lot of, if you all can see a common thread in a lot of the things I see, say from episode to episode, I'm not big on religious things costing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Religion should, or well, Christ should be free. The
yes,
love of God should be
But it's the
free,
religious but... aspect of it. Like, I saw something not too long ago that said the greatest empire was the Roman Empire, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, then it fell. And this dude's like, no, it didn't. What's the most gross religion? Catholicism.
Roman Catholic.
Which is Roman Catholic. Mm-hmm. So yeah. The Roman Empire still... You see what I'm saying? Like,
thriving.
So it's been, like, ever since I've heard that, I've been like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, where do I... I've got shoes for hands. Anyways, it's a very awkward place to be, right? So anyways, I think that somebody went, wait a minute, we can make money with this. So these were only in churches, all right? And usually they were staged in a house or in like a fellowship hall. Do you all know what a fellowship hall is?
Like, it's almost like a rectory for like Catholic churches.
Yes, it's like an annex. Okay. It's an extension of the church, but usually the youth group meets there, okay? Yeah. Sometimes, is it called parsonage where the preacher lives? Sometimes you'll find a church that has a parsonage, which is a house where the preacher's family and preacher live. And some churches don't use that for the preacher. They use it for a youth house. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're all caught up, right? Where yep. Everybody's feeling me. Okay. So what they would do is they would have the youth group and members of the church would be the actors. That's important because if you live in a small town, you knew these people. Right. Even if it wasn't your church, like you might have go to school with them. So you'd be like, oh, you know, Chris down the road, which is I'm just making up a name. Chris down the road. He's going to be at the judgment house on this weekend. Now, I saw somebody on TikTok talking about it. And I think I showed you girls that video. And she's like, we went in the summer. I never saw it in the summer. This was only around Halloween because a lot of churches in this area and in the South and a lot of places, they don't celebrate Halloween, but don't think that they ain't going to make money off of it. Right. And I'm telling you, these judgment houses were high dollar productions is what they charged. But inside, they were not. So basically, you would go in and there would be two scenarios. I'm going to start with a judgment house, okay? You would have a good person and a bad person. And the bad person ranged from... Now, this is their version of a bad person, not mine. Please, please, everybody hear me when I say this is not... my thoughts. This is what it was projected upon me. Everybody got me? Do I sound believable? Because I don't want people to think. Yeah. It was anything from homosexual, pagan, witchcraft, somebody that just didn't like organized religion.
A bratty teenager.
Yeah, a bratty teenager. Somebody that didn't want to go to church. Mm-hmm. Somebody that rebelled against their parents. Somebody that thought it was too obnoxious to make a big production of a prayer. Okay, like the scenarios are endless of what could be ungodly. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing air quotations, okay? That was the bad person, okay? One of my favorite ones was, and I don't mean this in a good way, because you get to a point where you've gone to so many, you're like, okay, let's go see how messed up this one's going to be, right?
Oh, God.
Was a girl that had premarital sex, okay? And her family found out. So there was a good person and a bad person. And then... I will use the premarital sex one as the go-to, okay? Because I think most people have an issue with religion, mm-hmm. right? And this was considered a risque judgment house.
Oh.
Because they were talking about topics that nobody else was going to talk about. Okay, that's how it was advertised.
Oh, wow.
So there was a family, you walk into a scene, and it's like an interactive... Probably why I hate improv, okay?
I was going to say, this makes a lot of sense.
This is probably why I hate improv.
Yeah. We're okay. Getting into some root reasons.
Yeah, yeah. Root causes for my dislike. Okay, so anyways, you walk in and it's a table. Like, we're sitting at a table, right, in a kitchen. And the whole group, the tour, circles the table because it's like the Asha in the round, right? And as soon as it goes, there's a father, there's a known male figure, there's a known female figure, mother and father, and the children. And one of them goes, you can't dress like that. You look like a Pelosi. You know what I mean? She's like, well, I want to dress this way, blah, blah, blah. And the other one's like, dressed with like a buttoned up, like hair half pulled back, little bow, you know. And this one's like an all black and her shirt's low cut. It's not bad. She's not dressed like
a floozy.
Yeah, she's dressed like, you know, maybe some midriff showing, maybe some little cleavage, you know.
Little nothing. Shoulder.
Maybe honestly, she's like, her butt's not hanging out of her. Her parts are covered, okay? Right. And the girl across from her, who's supposed to be her sister, goes, God doesn't like that. They're eating dinner. They're having a conversation. The father says, young lady, if you don't start dressing, and this one's burnt into my brain, because at this point, we were going to see how messed up they would be. Let me rephrase that. Pardon my French. We were going to see how fucked up they were going to be. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, let me continue. You'll see why I'm so upset. So anyways, the floozy is like, but I just like the way I feel. It makes me feel pretty. It makes me feel, she was saying liberating things. She was saying, you know, and the girl was like, God's word says you can't show your shoulders in church, which it doesn't say that. But that's a myth around here. Okay. So, and let me please know that if you've never heard of the Bible Belt, look it up, because I live in the belt buckle of it. I live in the center of it, right? Like where all the there's a lot of cult in this area.
Yes.
Bible Belt cults, which is really, anyways. Yep. So this goes on, and the father is scolding the bad daughter who wants, and says, I bet you're not even a virgin. And there's music that goes like, da, da, da. You know what I mean? And it's like, all of a sudden, all the lights go down, and there's just a spotlight on her.
Oh, no.
And it singles her out, and she's like, you're right, Dad, I did lose my virginity. And then it goes to the good girl, and in the light on her is red, the light on the good girl's white. Mm-hmm. Wow. And anybody that's ever done stage work knows that's
intentional.
Screw that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there was a lot of production that went into this, okay? And the girl with the white light goes, I thought we would be in heaven together forever.
Oh, my God.
And then your guy, the lights go down, right? And the guy takes you to the next room and says, what you're about to see is going, oh gosh, I don't want to puke, but I've got, can y'all see my cold chills?
Yeah.
What you're about to see is very disturbing, but we want to promote the truth.
Oh God.
And that's my words. They said something much worse, okay? Mm-hmm. They go to the next room and it's like a car wreck with an actual car that's like morbidly twisted and the floozy is dead. Like she been ran over by a car, or her and her sister were on their way to school. The floozy was driving. They both die. So it's a good person dies and a bad person dies. And then they go and like they are trying, like their parents are like, Dad, why? Why? And it's like, so they were invoking these emotions. Like, come on, and like if you're not crying, people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you're not crying. Mm. I mean, it got to the point where me and my friends were like, this is all you got. I'm serious.
You start becoming numb to it.
Well, not just numb, but like
angry.
You want to fight them.
Right.
Like you think that losing your virginity is going to send you to like you're the bad one because you lost your virginity. Like, come on.
Right.
So this is like, and you can feel these emotions building and they feed off of it. Right. Mm-hmm. So the next, you know, this goes on. Now you got to realize you only have so many rooms. So each room has an allotted amount of time. Mm-hmm. So then the lights go down and the tour guide takes you to the next room and says, we all know when we die, there's only one true judge that we have to go before. So before you know it, here we are above, like at the pearly gates, and we're being judged. Mm-hmm. And when you become a follower of Christ, you accept him into your heart, into your life, your name is written in what's called the Lamb's Book of Life. Okay?
Okay.
If you don't accept Christ, I was taught that your name's not in there. But I think...
And you'll be turned away.
Yeah, you'll be turned away. But in my heart, being the loving Jess God he is, I feel like they could look at you and be like, but you have love in your... You know, I don't think it's my place to say what happens at that point. I just know I was told these things. Okay, right. So anyways. you're standing behind these people, the good and the bad, and they're still dressed in their good and bad dead clothes covered in blood, okay, before the pearly gates. And they said to the good child, enter my good and faithful servant. And the gates open and you're, oh, like hallelujah, and birds and like this big bright light. And she walks into it and disappears. Mm-hmm. And then they, boom, close. And the other one goes, what about me? And they said, did you lose your virginity out of wedlock?
Oh.
And she goes, I did. And they went, goodbye. And they hit a button and the room goes dark. And they said, if anybody is feeling queasy or needs a break, we have a break room over here. So they're amping you up. Oh, like, let's get in these kids' heads and let's rally. Come on. You know what I mean? Like, wow. They're going, right? So they take you to the next room, and it is hell. It is hell. There's a man with, like, I told you guys earlier, with a whip, right? Mm-hmm. He's got horns. He's got a pitchfork. Some churches went so far to hire, I am not using these words, I'm using the words of the ads they would put out, freaks, to come in just for this.
Oh, God.
Like, one in particular one was kind of like, it was like, oh, my God, a guy had this surgery where you get your tongue split. Yeah, mm-hmm. And they were like, you have to go to this judgment house because it's got a split tongue devil. Oh. Like, crazy stuff, right? And I'm telling you, like, people moaning and crying in pain and agony, like every nightmare you could have ever had there, right? And so you walk in this room and it's pitch black and everything's grabbing at you, and then the lights come up and it's all red and it's people grabbing at you, help me, help me, literally pulling on your clothes, try, like, and people, by this point you have been through death, through heaven, and now you're in hell, and it's like horrible. And then, like, this scene goes, like, you're there and she's like crying, if I only would have waited until marriage. And it's just like, fuck, you know, like, what do you mean? Like, what? So then the next scene is like the mother and the father, and they're like fighting, like, if you would have made sure the car breaks, you know, they're fighting back and forth. And the mother starts drinking, becomes an alcoholic. And before you know it, she gets cancer and she dies. And then she's brought before. It's the same thing. And it does a fast pace, right? Mm-hmm. And then it ends with a preacher that comes out and goes, if you want to know Christ today, raise your hand. So every kid's like, I don't want to go to hell. You know, like.
It was a scare tactic.
Yeah, total scare tactic. And if you turn from your evil ways and you ask for forgiveness, you too can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, your name. I'm telling you, that was possibly one of the most fucked up situations I've ever been. And I've been through some pretty messed up stuff. Mm-hmm. That has been burnt. I mean, I could tell you what these people had on, like the brand of clothing. And I was probably like 13, 14. I'm 40 years old. It was so disturbing. And that, I mean, I use that in particular, for an example, but you guys got to realize there were so many. And that was a judgment house, okay? That was very different than like the Left Behind houses, which we'll get to that in a second. But the judgment, and then they would offer you like candy, popcorn, hot chocolate, s'mores. So if you're wondering if millennials have eating disorders, yes.
Yeah, because you got scared to death.
And then comforted candy with sweets.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Did they make you sign waivers?
Yes, we had to sign waivers.
Oh, wow.
Because it was that intense.
This sounds like the scariest haunted house anyone could have ever went to. But it wasn't a haunted house. It was
a judgment house.
Right. But like,
the name says it all.
Yeah.
Judgment house.
Yeah. We're going to judge you.
So my oldest son, I'm sure y'all have seen Fallout, right? Played Fallout. He plays Fallout. He likes apocalyptic games. I hate shit like this because I live through that. And the next house that I'm going to tell you about, which is same lines, but we'll talk about that in a second. Post-apocalyptic. I don't like it. I'm sure everybody's seen those TikToks and memes of millennials have lived through Y2K, mm-hmm, and the prep for that, were y'all old enough to remember any of that stuff?
No, not really.
would have been 3.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I was only 4 when that.
Yeah. So let me, y'all know what Y2K was?
Yes. It was 1999, and the computers and everything wasn't going to roll over into 2000.
Yeah. So the whole world was going to shut down. Mm-hmm. Do you know what happened? Not a damn thing.
Nothing.
The world kept going.
Yeah.
Yes, because it took one person to go, oh, and they like switched a switch to whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know who, what scare tactic it was, but they, I mean, the sale of like rice and canned goods went up and bottled water, you know, that's when you got the doomsday preppers really started. Mm-hmm. I think there was always some, but like it became mass.
Yeah.
I remember my aunt, funny enough, learned how to make her own laundry detergent. You know what I mean? Like, oh, and everybody started looking like in both directions. Like it was always like, they're gonna be, you know, the world's gonna end. It's gonna reset to like 1820. And I'm like, I don't think that's the end of the world. I mean, people live through that, but we're gonna lose electricity. Well, if we lose it electricity, we don't have to worry about it if it's 1820. I mean, I think we all know what. It's not going to change the time. Somebody's going to have a watch on that's not digital. I mean, it was a bizarre thing, but it was a lot of scare tactic, right?
Yeah.
So millennials have lived through that. They've lived through 9/11, mm-hmm. which was horrendous, mm-hmm. right? Well, we've lived through bird flu, swine flu, COVID. Mm-hmm. Okay. Measles and mumps came back a few times.
The 2012...
Yeah.
Mayan calendar thing.
The Mayan calendar, which I don't know if Dick Clark, you know who Dick Clark, what?
Who's Dick Clark?
Oh, Jesus. I literally just started sweating. Okay. Dick Clark was known for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. He always brought the New Year's in. Dick Clark died the same year that the Mayan calendar stopped. Coincidence? I think not. So, okay, we live through that. Mm-hmm. We live through judgment houses if you're a family, and I think they probably had them in the Midwest. I just know specifically they were in the Deep South, right? Or in the South all the way down. It was a thing. And now, like, we also lived through the stock market crashing worse than the Great Depression.
Yep, 08 crash.
Mm-hmm. So, most of us are in our 30s and 40s now going, what do you want? Why do you want me to be scared? Mm-hmm. What? Okay.
Bring it on.
You know what I mean? Like during like 9/11, the stock market crashing, there was a time where they regulated how much gas you got. I don't know if y'all remember that.
What?
Yeah, you would only be able to get so much gas. They rationed gas.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Neither.
I worked at a gas station that time. Ooh. It was hard.
Oh God. I could only imagine.
Yeah. So. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. Religious trauma is real. So you all want to hear about the next house.
Yeah.
Any questions before I continue?
What did you wear to these judgment houses? That question's been on top of my mind since you started this.
Very strategically planned things.
Okay.
I personally would wear all black.
Mm-hmm. To blend in. Blend into the darkness when you're in hell.
No. To make a statement. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
That this was not my cup of tea. But it was also usually cold, you know. Mm. And always the snottiest little kids, like, were the ones that were freaking out, like, falling on their face before the fake Jesus. You know what I mean?
When you mean little kids, how young were they letting kids
go? Dude, like 8.
Oh, my God.
This wasn't, like, just a teenager thing. This was, like...
No, if I could call my brother and put him on a speakerphone, he'd be like, yep. That shit, I don't know. No, I mean, there was teenagers, too, but, like...
Right, but, like, this was...
Well, you had, like, junior youth groups, and you had youth group.
Talk about brainwashing them young.
Oh, and the worst one was this, like, really big, fancy church. And, like, underprivileged churches would come. Oh, God. Oh.
Did it cost money to go?
Oh, yeah, it cost money.
Okay, so this was, like, a ticketed thing.
Yes. And just then, like, if you go to a haunted forest, you got to pay to get in, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so the church is making money off of scaring people to
death. And like I said, I don't know if it was like everybody got a letter from like a Christian organization like, hey, you want to make some extra cash forget bake sales and car washes, scare the shit out of them. You know, I don't know.
We brought this up earlier and how a lot of churches were against like Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yet where did they go to buy all of the like horns and probably some prosthetics and costumes and all of that for this? I would imagine there would only be certain stores, especially that time of year, that would sell that kind of stuff.
So I got in trouble. Imagine that. I got in trouble with a youth group leader because I said, so if we don't promote Halloween, where did they get those horns from that devil? Mm-hmm. And he went, what? I was like, you had to buy them, right?
You're supporting the purchase of Halloween equipment.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
And that's true. How do you get like that? I mean, and I was a kid. I was a kid, man.
Yeah.
So that was the Judgment House. Not Resurrection. What is it called?
The Rapture House.
That was.
Can we go back just a second? There's another aspect to it that the Judgment House specifically being taken over on Halloween or being promoted on Halloween is that it's almost a. Okay, you want Halloween? We'll fucking give you Halloween. Like, there's almost like a. If this is something you want, I'm gonna give it to you. Type of thing.
Yeah, kind of, but like. You want a sucker? Like, you know what I mean? Like that. Yeah, I guess in a way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it's so hard for me not to see the money making aspect of it. And I think it's because I grew up with my family running a church. Mm-hmm. I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah.
I am an ordained minister. My mom was too. But I don't preach in a church. Does that make sense to you guys?
I think there's a lot more that goes into running a church than just someone showing up and giving a sermon, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Like, it is a production in a sense.
It is.
A huge production.
Yes. So, Rapture House. Okay. Same scenario, right? You go into the turnaround, so to speak, right? It's a house, whatever. This was a little bit different. You had, like, a living room with, like, a family sitting there and a TV. I'm talking like the old school boxed out TVs, right? Would be there. And there would be a newscaster like today's stock markets are the lowest they've ever been. The cost of grain is up, blah, 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 blah. Like all these horrible six side world aspects, right? And we now have a message from our new leader of they would go so far to even say like UN, you know, like, New World Order kind of aspect of it. And there would be someone that had the low lighting but red undertones. And they would be like, we've now come up with a new modern way to buy food. All you have to do is have this tattoo on your hand, which would represent the mark of the beast. Okay. Mm. And there, have you ever heard of pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib? Nobody knows what those are?
No.
God, let me get my belt buckle on real good. My Bible belt buckle. Okay. Mid-trib. Tribulation is trib.
Okay.
So mid-trib means that when Christ comes back, it will be in the middle of the tribulation period. Pre-trib means all those that choose Christ before the tribulation period starts will be taken before. The rapture will happen before. Okay. The rapture is, for those that don't know, when Christ, the second coming of Christ. Okay, when he comes back to rescue us all. Okay?
Like Judgment Day? Or is that different?
Judgment Day is when you die. I mean, it is a form of Judgment Day, but like, it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like apocalyptic kind of, you know? So that's when God's common grace is removed from the earth. Right now we have common grace on the earth. That makes sense. Okay? This is like deep theological things that they try to push on 8 to 18-year-olds. In a real unhealthy way. So you have mid-trib, which is the middle of it, pre-trib, before it starts, and post-trib, which means you have to go through tribulation, like every non-follower of Christ, and if you make it through it, then he will take you. So however, you know, there's that many different settings, okay? So this in particular, most of them were like pre or mid, right? And then there's a mindset that some mid-trib people will be taken, like, they will be left here to help those that are left behind come to Christ. Okay? Did you all ever see Last of Us, the video game? It very much reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, this scenario. Okay. Also, I hate that show. Okay, so you go into the setting, and there's a family sitting around, and there's a guy, and he's like, get this Mark of the Beast. You can get it on your tattoo. It's on your hand, on your forehead. And it was always 666. It was never anything but 666, okay? And then all of a sudden, the lights go dark. And everybody's like, what's wrong? And you hear the actors screaming, so then the kids start screaming. And then the lights come back on, and there's just piles of clothes.
So they've been taken.
They've been taken. And the next scene is those that were taken are in heaven. But them being gone caused mass havoc on church, on the world. So they're like, we don't know what happened. And so the next one is like, two of the family members are left. And they're like, where did they go? You know, they're freaking out and everything. And then because of the mass havoc on church or on earth, you have like people rioting and burning down. So then you go into the next room and it's another TV and it's, you know, this is going on, right? Or sometimes it stays all in the same room for that first little bit, but you're getting the drift that everything's gone to shit, right? And then one of the people that are left in the family starts to realize it was, you know, it was rapture. So they go to the next room, and it's this person calling out to God, like, I know they're there. And then you have like a stage down here where, and then up above them is like their family in heaven, like, and you know, and you can see it, and it's really weird, and like, what is happening? And it's very were you a true follower of Christ kind of thing, you know, because this person is praying and prayed before, but like all of a sudden they're not going. So this was like mainly for people that follow Christ, but do you really follow Christ? Have you really given up premarital sex? Have you really given up bad music? Have you really given everything to God? Like really beating it into your head at this point, right? And if you want to get really intense with it, you could say it was Arminianist and Calvinist mindsets. And depending on what kind of church it was would depend on how hardcore it was, okay? So then it goes on to show people that are not getting the tattoo being killed. And one of the people in the family refused to get the tattoo, so they were killed. And you got to follow them through their journey.
No.
And then while that's happening, you would have it would break. Now, these were a little bit more intense. You would have breaks between the one that went to hell, the one that went to heaven, the one left on earth. And it was so much that like one or two of them kind of got in trouble for going too far. And it was crazy. And it was insane. And it was left behind. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, it was turn or burn. Repent, accept, repent before you burn. Accept, repent before you burn. To the point that you go, I know this sounds crazy, but somebody not like, I was talking to a friend of mine not too long ago. We were talking about judgment houses and rapture houses and all that stuff. And I heard somebody call it a hell house or whatever. But I wonder if the rate of suicide went up after kids left there.
I'm like, you would imagine so?
I mean, does that...
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that you guys weren't there, but it's possibly one of the most...
Well, you're taking young, impressionable children and showing them the darkest things, and that your mother thinks that of you, or the people your community thinks that of you if you are doing these things.
Yeah. And wouldn't you think, hey, if I've already done these things, then I'm already doomed, so why not just like end
why
it
not
now?
Do it anyway? I mean, I feel
like because like the bad kids were smoking, they were drinking, they were fornicating, you know, they were wearing all black, and they were, you know, had tattoos and piercings, and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the good kids were dressed in pastels mm-hmm. and buttoned all the way up and clothes down to the, you know, whatever is at least down to their knees and khakis and their hair's parted and fixed and everything's perfect. Not a representation of what real life looks like any way possible.
Right.
On either aspect.
Right.
You know, like in any way possible. There was no compassion. There was no caring. There was nothing.
And then to show that that's the God you worship.
Yes. Or right. the God that's forced upon you.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what he's willing to do to you. How are you supposed to love somebody who's going to burn you in hell because you kissed somebody or you smoke a cigarette?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not showing you the unconditional love that God has for you.
Well, not just that. Can you take a second to go, this is possibly one of the most fucked up things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. I'll never forget this. I had been through so many judgment houses and rapture houses. So many. Many, many of them. I probably was... Because even though I was wild, my mom would be like, you're going. Mom became a youth leader. And she took him. And she said, that's it! We're never gonna shit again! I'm like, if it makes you cuss when you walk out, does that give you extra brownie points in heaven? Like, do you get to, or, you know, in hell, whatever, do you get to sit on the throne beside of Satan? Like, what? She's like, I cannot. And she apologized. She said, I'm so sorry.
She'd never been in one mm-mm. before that.
She'd never been. She didn't. I mean, she knew what it was, but she'd never been.
Oh, my God. I feel like it should be a criteria that every adult needs to go in.
To see.
Or they send their kid in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, that's what you should do with anything you're putting your kid through.
I agree.
Well, it was like, there was a church that put on haunted houses. And they got hell for it. But at least you know what you're walking into.
And just like, have you guys seen the theories about like actors playing certain roles and then them like becoming
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
So you're putting these kids, these youth group yes. kids in these positions. Say you're like
yeah.
the demons or you're in like the hell house.
Uh-huh.
How could you not walk away from that going like, well, now that I portrayed it, like,
yeah.
that stuff's kind of put on you then, is it not?
I would think yeah. so.
That's like crazy. What happened to the guy who was whipping other people?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't real, but like, I think he was a deacon in the church.
Yeah. Let's not touch on that. But
yeah, I don't want to bring, I mean, do I think people in this area listen to this podcast? I hope so, but I don't. I don't know.
We don't know.
Mm-mm. I'm just going to say thank God that I didn't have to go to one of those. Because I feel like, you want to talk about trauma. That is trauma.
Yeah. 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 It was one of the most disturbing things. And I will say that it did make me want to walk away. Halloween's one of my favorite holidays. But it made me want to walk away from Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would make anybody want to walk away from Halloween.
Yeah. I never want to go into one of those.
You never heard of it in the Midwest?
No.
You never heard of it in Pennsylvania?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would be interested for our fans, followers, listeners, whatever you want to call yours, to let us know if you've ever heard of one and what you think about it.
Yeah. And where you're from so that we know if it was in your area.
Shout out from where you're from. Here's a few questions I have. And this is just to the world. Whatever. And if you guys want to chime in, please, please do. And if you all have questions for me of what I experienced with this tragedy, I'll be more than happy to answer. But that just reminded me. I'm so sorry. The worst one I ever went to were not the two I just mentioned. It was a Pentecostal one.
Oh, boy.
And it was petrifying. Like, terrifying. I don't know how to explain how terrifying.
How did it get worse than what the other ones were?
Because like it was a brutal death.
Oh.
And like they were shot together. It was like one of those, you know, they portrayed the hospital room and one of them was being taken up and one was being left. And then they were both before the pearly gate. It's a lot. Uh-huh. I get cold chills. And like the hell in that Pentecostal church there were people throwing up. Mm-hmm. I'll just, and I don't know if it was like there was anything gross. It was just that fear invoking.
Yeah.
It was, like I said, I've been to a lot of them.
Why did you keep going?
I didn't. My mom made me go.
I want.
And then once you're made to go so many times, you're like, okay, let's see how I messed up. You know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, when you walked away from that experience,
mm-hmm.
how did your perception of what happens when you die change?
Do you know that I was pretty wild and I didn't give a F about anything?
Yeah.
If you wonder why people might, like millennials, don't give a flying fuck about what's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is one of the reasons.
You kind of become numb.
Numb is a nice word.
Yeah.
Numb is... I would prefer numb as to what I felt. I had hatred. I had anger. I had disgust. If anything, it pushed me to promiscuous sex, drugs, alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
get that image out of your head.
Yeah, something to dull the pain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like Danielle said, like if I'm already going to hell for what I've done, then I'm...
What's it matter?
Right.
Yeah. Rack them up. Let's go.
Let's have fun while we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it worth it.
Yeah.
Right.
So the Calvinistic ones...
Mm-hmm.
are God's chosen people. So you didn't know if you were really going to go or not. That was it.
Is that the one that they already have salvation or they have to be granted salvation?
No, the Calvinistic thought is God being unknowing, he already knows who's saved and who's not.
So you're either on the list or you're not.
Yeah. Well, and how do you really know you're on the list or you're not? You don't.
You don't.
And, you know, I've gotten in trouble at different Bible studies with that, because I'd be like, so you're telling me I'm wasting my time in a Bible study when I could be out snorting coke off some dude's wiener and it would matter, because if I'm picked, I'm picked.
Right.
And they're like, well, you're not supposed to think that way, but yes. I'm like, then I'm out.
Yeah. I'm going to go snort some coke.
Yeah. What am I doing here?
Like, what's the point? So that was my question to you earlier. Like, how did this help anybody? Did they think this was...
It was a complete... Yeah, no, because the number of people that got saved at the end of it were humongous.
Really?
Yeah, so you remember the, like... Have you ever been to, like, a blood drive or, like, a fundraiser where they have, like, the thermometer and they...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Measure.
Yeah.
So they would do that. Okay, they would do that, and every time another person got saved, it would get higher and higher. And
saved. Higher. I feel like it's a temporary salvation.
Well, heck yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so they got huge numbers, but like, what does that reflect? Fear?
Right. Or just another body they could add to their church?
Yeah.
To keep paying so that they stay in business?
Yes. I mean, it was... They would say that the majority, none of the actors were paid, and the majority of the money went to the food and beverages and the refreshments you would get at the end, which were usually hard cookies and hot cocoa. But what the crap, man? Can you imagine, like, now people being able to do that? Especially if you were, like, the bad kid was a gay kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't put a kid in there and whip him. A gay kid in there and whip him.
Like,
no.
And people are like, why are we so lenient? Because we live through hell.
Yeah. Literally.
Because we don't want our kids to ever have anything forced down their throat, no pun intended, the way we did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. That my kids, if they want to go to church, we'll find a church tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that. We have one that we're ready to go to whenever we need it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to talk about instilling fear. I feel like that's the definition of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's the way. And you know, as the creator, is that the way, like, how does that make God feel? That the only way you can get people to love me is by making them fear.
I'm a horrible monster that's going to make you go up or down.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, poor God watching us on earth struggle.
For real. Like, just going, I mean.
It's so simple. Just love me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love you, but sometimes I don't know if you're mine. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, any parent that's ever had a kid goes, as much as I don't want to admit that was ignorant.
Yeah.
That has to be from your other parent's family. You know? Nothing to do. I couldn't have done that, you know? But I will say, it did form a really strong bond with people in your youth groups.
The people that were going through it with you?
Yes.
Are you saying you trauma bonded?
Some of them would, that would definitely be the case, but some of them ran like hell with each other away.
Yeah.
So it was another world. And this is pre-cell phones, by the way, so you couldn't record it.
That's why there's not a
whole lot of footage. But yeah. I do encourage anybody to look it up. Judgment House, Rapture House, Hell House.
Yeah, I saw some other TikToks on it. Or you showed us.
Yeah, it's really, like, I know, and like, the reason because it almost sounds made up. Like, if you've never experienced, you're like, that didn't gonna happen, man. That's not real.
No, it did.
It did. And it wasn't just me and, you know, this area.
Yeah.
But I want to know what everybody else thinks about this. And I want to know if you experienced it. We want to hear your experience. This is, to me, been fun. I hope everybody's enjoyed it. I love you very much. Cannot wait to talk to y'all soon. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah. If you want to find us, we are on Some Say I'm Gifted at Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Check out our TikTok. Shout out to Danielle.
Yes.
Shout out to Danielle. She's been doing our social media videos, and they're amazing.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, guys. She's been taking, if you guys are not following us on TikTok, please do, because the content she's been making is
amazing. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
It would make me very happy if you gave us a follow.
Yeah.
And like our videos.
Great. You can reach out also at somesamgifted@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
Find me on, I will tell you my Facebook handle, Tessray Lee McKittrick on Facebook. I think if you type in Tess Hughes, it does pop up, but I could be wrong.
Maybe.
I got it in the little.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, check us out. Subscribe, comment, like, review, all the things. And we look forward to seeing you on next Thursday.
Love y'all.
Love you guys. You.